Welcome into the Boardroom, Wheel's premier all sports talk show. If you care about the sport, we talk about it. From Auburn football to the English Premier League, we discuss it all. Now sit back and relax, because the Boardroom is now in session. And welcome into the Boardroom, everybody. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And it is on a sad note that tonight will be our final episode of the Boardroom live from the WEGL Bradley Basin Studios in the Melton Student Center. I'm Griggs Mankenberg. Alongside me for our one final ride together in person in this studio, Connor Greenberg, Nelson Early, and Kyle Davis. Gentlemen, let's do this.
Yep, let's not be sad that it's over, but be happy that it happened. That's right.
Hey, let it rip. You know, the haters are trying to silence us these last few weeks.
That's right.
And the haters tried and they failed, so we're back for one last time.
Listen, we were here last week. The Boardroom may not be on these airwaves again, but the Boardroom isn't going anywhere. And
exactly, to quote
the great Sir William Joel, the good old days weren't always good, and tomorrow ain't as bad as it seems.
And in the other words of William Joel, we just cut you short.
That's good.
That was a good one.
I was trying to say that the Boardroom stock is going on the way up. We're only going to continue to get better. Hopefully Auburn sports is going to continue to get better.
Mm.
And tonight, the Washington Commanders are getting better with Jaden Daniels.
Potentially.
That's a weird way to say J.J. McCarthy, but I digress.
Well, that was on me, but yeah.
After Griggs tells us don't play audio from your phone, Griggs plays audio from his phone.
Epic fail.
I do as well.
It wouldn't be a final Boardroom without,
some
tomfoolery.
It's a little tomfoolery. Yeah, right now I'm looking at a couple of Jets fans with neon chain necklaces, and they're kind of electric. Oh, some Commanders. Look at that. Wow, one's dressed up as Elvis.
It's a segue
let's get to what I actually want to talk about. I don't know if Aiden Holloway likes me a lot or something. I've never really talked to him at all, but I think he's starting to follow me around.
Hey, apparently.
Short Kings stay together.
He doesn't like me because, remember, I think one day back in fall, he almost ran me over with his scooter.
Oh, really?
Going towards the arena. I almost got decked by Aiden Holloway.
It was a sign.
He was probably trying to run you over, but as we saw a lot, he typically missed his target.
That's very true.
We're not surprised that he wasn't able to get the job done.
A big fell in the paint, like me, won't be able to allow something like that to happen. So.
We talked many times on the show during the season and after the season ended that we expected him to leave, kind of wanted him to leave. The fact that he's going to Tuscaloosa, I love it. It's going to add some heat to the rivalry, and it makes us better and them worse.
Yeah, I don't understand the thought process whatsoever behind him going. Besides, I mean, if his gripe at Auburn was playing time, if Mark Shears comes back, you can wave that goodbye because it's innate self-interest to play that man 35 minutes a game, maybe even 40 if he has the endurance. I don't know, unless they play you at the two, but a 5'9" two guard is not really the answer. Couple spot up threes, sure, but that's all you're doing. So, Aiden Holloway, good luck. I cannot wait to see you crumble next year in the Neville Arena.
Well, and Mark Sears, like his game, I mean, he's a very good shooter, an anomaly this year of how good he shot, but the strength of his game is really getting downhill and then being able to drive and kick. They're going to make Aiden Holloway take contested layups. And as we saw against Yale, as we saw in most of SC play, he's too little and too weak to get in the lane and make layups. He missed bunnies left, right, and center. So if they're gonna go let him make layup or try and make contested layups instead of kicking out, be my guest.
And that's not even the worst. Going to Bama is bad enough. That's not even the worst part about it. His comments on the way out.
So immature.
Stunk of sour grapes. Stunk of a guy who has never been told no in his life. And coming from an AAU guy and McDonald's All-American, sometimes it's not too surprising with some of these guys, especially in the transfer portal era. They don't like taking no very well. When you're an undersized point guard who isn't playing as well with a backup who is also SC caliber, if you're not playing well, you're not going to play that much.
Can I just say that junior year Griggs from high school ends up being absolutely correct?
Hashtag Griggs was right.
Griggs was right. Being a hater fueled me since Aiden did go to my rival high school for 2 years before he decided to leave for another school. Then he left for another school. Then he came to a school, and then he left for another school.
Wow.
Listen.
Hopping around like the Easter Bunny.
Aiden Holloway and the Murray State Racers in 2 years are going to be dangerous.
Yeah, nah, let me tell you. He's going to take over the Ohio Valley Conference.
That's right.
He'll be a DePaul.
Arch Madness with Aiden Holloway.
Ooh.
Not Jerry. Different. The real Arch Madness. Sorry, Joey Ferraro, if you're listening.
But yeah, man, he's kind of signed his own ill will note in Neville Arena for next year.
Like, you better be good.
Yeah,
you better
not be the same.
Listen, Bama's portal haul of this like spring portal season is like the 40th ranked point guard in the portal or something like that.
We got the number one.
The number one wide receiver in the transfer portal.
Oh, great segue.
Wait, hold on, no.
He's heading down.
We still have not talked to someone about something yet.
That's fair.
A point guard.
We don't need to talk about it.
I think we do.
This is an Auburn main podcast.
His shining achievement. And
Race Pugging! God!
The buzzer beat. It was kind of written in the stars a million miles away. JB Pegues hit the game winner against Virginia in last year's NCAA tournament run. And then transferring to Auburn to be our starting point guard could not be better poetry in motion. Because, man, I cannot wait to see that man suit up for the Orange and Blue next year.
It's going to be awesome. He's what we needed. We hit some guards go out.
I disavow his shot against Virginia, but I look forward to him making those kinds of shots for my team instead of against them.
I'm okay with you saying that. Yeah, that's good.
That's fair enough.
I'm excited. He's going to be better than Aiden Holloway and Trey Donaldson. I'm excited. And I saw ESPN's way too early top 25. When the season ended, we were 18. Now we're 11.
Speaking of Trey Donaldson, I'm really happy for him. I'm happy that, you know, I wish nothing but go for Trey Donaldson.
Dusty Mays is a great coach.
Yeah, Jay Johnson,
I think
he's doing
really well.
George Mason.
KD.
Yep.
Great school.
KD's going to run.
That's a tough look for KD.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, the 18's a powerhouse. Come on now.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy for Trey. I like Trey a lot, and I think he's actually going to be a really good fit for Dusty Mays. And they've got a ton of transfers coming in, and they should be a pretty good team. But back to what I touched on before, Brother Hugh cleaned up in the spring portal.
He owns
Kalen DeFraud.
Kalen DeFraud, Mike Fraudco, owning them all. I see that tweet by the football team yesterday of the Sammy Coates stiff arm on the ground.
Yes, that was awesome.
Made a lot of A&M Aggies ruffle their feathers a little bit. The fact that we were able to outpace Saudi money is honestly...
Qatar money.
Incredible.
Qatar
inside.
Trust me, from Griggs and I, keeping up with the Qatari money is a tough task. We will see on May 25th.
Thank you, Amir.
It was unbelievable. And Al did play a factor, but I also think there was like something that said that they recruited him at Liberty, so they kind of have familiarity with this guy. But, man, I'm dangerously excited about Auburn football next year. It's going to come back to bite me in the worst possible way, but, man, I am excited.
I know. I feel like we felt like this last year. But, I mean, I feel like we've really made strides. But this is a year of reckoning, I think, for Auburn football.
One of the quotes I loved was that Keandre talked about wanting to be a mentor to this young recruiting class of basically the best wide receiver recruiting class in Auburn history, and that he wanted to be like a veteran that they could teach them the ropes and look up to. I think that's a really cool mentality to have. And I love that we took him from Penn State, being a Philadelphia kid and a Penn State hater. The fact that the talent is coming in our direction and not the other one is awesome. And Hugh shoving James Franklin and Mike Elko, who's a Duke fraud, in the locker is awesome.
Yeah. Somehow he upgraded the QB because somehow Drew Aller is worse than Peyton Thorne.
This is a year of reckoning for Peyton Thorne.
If Peyton Thorne can't get it done this year behind a good senior O-line, a great running back room, a great tight end for all the Fairweather, and three or four of middle-to-high-end SC receivers around him, if he can't grasp it this year, he can't grasp it all, and we might need to be looking for a backup to get it some snaps in or maybe a transfer next year. But, man, and not just that, but the defensive line totally being revamped in the last week is probably equally as important. Got the guy Philip Leedy from Indiana. I think Kenron Crawford from the Arkansas State University. A lot of Auburn tradition there. And then who else was it?
Rakes, right?
Rakes from USC by way of Texas A&M. Interesting story.
I think he's the best one in the class, right?
I think, yeah, he's the nose tackle. Won't fill up a stat sheet, but, man, watch some tape of him, and does he know how to take on a double team? That's what you need in the SEC. Big on big. Need to form a wall on that line of scrimmage. Something that we haven't really had at Auburn since probably 2017. on both sides of the ball. But man, Auburn is our strength now lies on line scrimmage.
Roger Goodell just brought out Eminem and all the Detroit Lions legends.
Yeah, why are you? We're locked into the radio, right?
I will say too, having a big nose tackle that's going to help pay attention up front. It's going to create. We saw in the spring game, Jaron Thompson from Texas and Jalen McLeod, like from the second and third level, were flying in. They're going to have to pay more attention to the interior line. We have some guys on the edge that can fly, and I'm like Nelson. I feel scary good about Auburn football. I think this team, like a safe prediction, maybe 8 wins.
Yeah,
don't believe the win predictions coming from someone.
I think our floor is
don't believe everything you see.
I think our floor is definitely 7 wins. I think our ceiling doesn't exceed 10 wins. Yeah. But man,
we're not going to win in Athens. We may win in Tuscaloosa.
But that's just come from a lifelong Auburn fan who has seen the ups and the downs and the very, very, very far downs. Of the last couple of years, being able to say that again, let's just be good. Not great, but good. One, it shows how bad it was and how Haskins should have never stepped foot south of Mason-Dixon line. But, man, it does feel good to finally be there again. Now, we haven't put product on the field yet, but at least the talent's back, and that's half the battle.
That, and I think, you know, at Missouri is a bad draw, but for a long time – you know, the SEC West was at a super disadvantage, and the schedule changing, we get Oklahoma here versus having to play in Norman or Austin. I think that, you know, we've talked off air, that Oklahoma game is going to be a real big set the tone for that for the year in terms of, you know, that should be a really, really fun Jordan Hare crowd. Get a little ruckus, get a little welcome Oklahoma to the SEC. We should, you know, the Auburn family should take that one personally and make sure they don't come in and win that. And, hopefully, if we can come in and win that game by a touchdown or two, it can just give us a little bit of confidence. I felt like last year, even though like we competed against Georgia, obviously the Alabama game, we just didn't have like any kind of momentum or positive, you know, because even our wins, other than like the Arkansas game, were just ugly, grinded out wins. So come in, dominate against Oklahoma. Obviously, got to take care of business 1 through 4 as well. But Brother Hugh, in Brother Hugh, we trust.
And Brother Hugh, we trust. That is going to do it for our first segment on Auburn basketball and Auburn football. When we come back, we're talking more about the postseason and what's going on in the world of the NBA. And maybe I'll throw in an NHL thing. But do not go anywhere. You're listening to The Boardroom on Weagle 91.1 FM. And welcome back into The Boardroom, everybody. Still hanging out with Griggs, Connor, Kyle, and Nelson. Last time we talked about Auburn basketball and Auburn football. But now we're heading over to the National Basketball Association.
Whoa, before that.
Oh, wait.
The Carolina Panthers are on the clock. Oh, no.
What happened?
They're not on the clock. They have the number one overall pick, but they traded it for 5'3" Bryce Young.
Wow. Muting Connor.
Wow. Stop the steal.
Connor's crazy. Let's circle back to something that Connor does not want to talk about.
Let's talk about Jaden McDaniels. They have KD. We got Jaden McDaniels.
Jaden McDaniels is my father right now.
He is.
So
he tucked me into bed last night and put me to sleep.
Connor McDaniels.
For our listeners who are not aware, the Minnesota Timberwolves are currently up 2-0 on the Phoenix Suns.
Wow.
Famously quoted star Anthony Edwards on a radio show. Says, well, they got KD. We got Jaden McDaniels.
So true.
Jaden McDaniels is the best player on the floor.
Jaden McDaniels outplayed Kevin Durant unironically.
They called him a madman.
Called him a madman, but he was right.
I'm a Suns fan. I hate this Suns team. They've been unwatchable all year. They don't play defense. They turn the ball over. Frank Vogel is a redacted, and I want him fired into the sun. Kevin Young's an assistant coach going to BYU. I want him as far away as possible. He can go replace Mark Pope and be fine with that.
I thought all big threes usually won, though.
No, big threes don't win. We've established this.
Miami, Golden State.
That was a big four.
This certain big three is an issue.
You're
kind of
Andrew Bogut. Shame on you.
You can't just blame the coaches. You have three guys who are ISO guys, and you don't have a point guard.
Listen.
Devin Booker's not a point guard.
Big three,
their point guard.
I love Kevin Durant. I've always been a huge fan. My dad went to Texas, so I've always liked Kevin. He has not proven that he can do it on his own. I think Booker needs to be the alpha, and you need guys like Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. You don't need the superstars. This team was built remarkably poorly.
I thought Royce O'Neal was going to be the difference for you, though.
Royce O'Neal's played well.
Grayson Allen. Grayson Allen is 5-year deal.
Extension. Suns legend forever. Man of Connor's heart. But yeah, the Timberwolves with the stars like Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards, and Sixth Man of the Year, Naz Reid, just taking it. They're going to be a force. I remember Connor being very confident about the series, but 2 games in, he's throwing the white towel. Like another team in the Western Conference, the Los Angeles Lakers played Pitiful. Maybe the best game of their entire, or the first maybe 3.5 quarters of their entire season, only to lose yet again for the 10th game in a row to the Denver Nuggets.
I mean, drawing the Nuggets is tough, but
it is.
I mean,
is Nikola Jokic to the 2020s what LeBron James was to the 2010s?
If he stays healthy, probably.
I think, and it's rare to have like this generational of a talent be this dominant, and like he's so likable. He showed up to a game as Gru. As Gru.
Get that bag.
And then dropped like almost a triple-double.
Mr. Quesarito himself is so casual with it.
They have to bring it back eventually.
The Quesarito they got to for Nikola Jokic. One of the best stories in a while. He plays the game so casually. Sometimes he actually didn't even love basketball. He's a horse guy at heart, but a basketball player by trade. And that team is so well coached, so well formed. They're just a machine right now. And it yet again, I think both of these first 2 games, they played maybe their B game at best. LA's played great, but something about the Nuggets and Lakers. The Lakers just can never overcome them, and it takes the most miraculous of shots. Jamal Murray over Anthony Davis into his own bench was a very picturesque buzzer beater. I mean, these playoffs, a lot of them are 2-0, but with this series and the Knicks series have both been great games, or both been great series. Teams are just the good teams just know how to win.
That's right. The good teams just know how to win. And also, going up to New York, even without their star playing really good at all, the New York Knicks take a 2-0 series lead on the Philadelphia 76ers. It's been all Knicks. They had a chance where they thought they got robbed. Some are saying that they called a timeout. Ended up not. I hear someone turned the sound down. Oh, it's Connor. But it's whatever. But we have our first selection in the NFL draft.
I think it'll be Caleb Williams.
Guys, I'm going to take Caleb Williams.
I think it'll be Caleb Williams.
And it is Caleb Williams.
Oh, wow.
Quarterback out of USC.
Hey.
The 2022 Heisman Trophy winner from USC, from Oklahoma.
Mr. Ora.
The Washington Commanders are on the clock. Adam Peters, do your thing, buddy. Here we go.
All right.
Only 10 minutes until Connor storms out of the studio.
One can only hope.
JJ.
We might have a show with only 3 people.
And it'll probably be better for it.
Listen, we're not going to go there. We're positive vibes only.
Let's talk more about how
Joel M. Fraud is getting owned by Josh Hart and the Nova Boys.
Yeah. This Knicks team is – talk about likable teams. I love this Knicks team. Without Julius Randle and their star player playing his maybe D game, the role players for the Knicks, Jimmy Butler going down really hurt the power of friendship in Miami. This Knicks team is quintessentially the power of friendship. They are so tight, so likable. They play super hard. That ending, there should have been like 5 fouls. It should have been a timeout. Everything that had to go wrong for Philadelphia did go wrong, but man, when DiVincenzo hit that three, the Mecca of basketball erupted, and for the first time in a while, Knicks fans actually believe. That Trae Young Atlanta series, they were bought in, but now they believe. I only wish that Randle was healthy, had they had their full team kind of formed. They could go up and beat the Celtics. They could go to the finals, but without Randle and with Brunson not playing well, I don't see it. But, man, they're a fun team to watch.
It is a fun team to watch. Just speaking of games, keeping in the Northeast, it is now tied. Going to Miami, where the Heat and the Celtics are tied 1-1, and the Heat did it without Jimmy Butler. It's time to start talking about Eric Spoelstra being a top five coach.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Y'all weren't talking about that already?
He's awesome.
He's been there.
He's been.
His whole story of coming from the back room doing film as a
low-life assistant. Top five all time.
To being one of the best coaches ever.
He's an all-time bag fleecer. Do you know the story about his divorce?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable.
Oh, well, back to basketball. no one gave the Heat a fighting chance in this series. Celtics are also a machine. Joe Mazzulla, also a very likable head coach, but something about the Celtics post, just in the last 10 years.
It matters especially just, if they get Jimmy Butler back. Cause
they just can't. Like, even when they look unbeatable, they're beatable. And that's just what happens, I guess, when your star player is a fraud from Duke and Mr. Left Hand just can't get it done, Mr. Jaylen Brown. The $300 million
left
man?
Left hand up?
Not yet. Not yet, at least.
Your left hand is about to be through that glass.
I'm still 5 minutes.
Five minutes. We get 2 minutes. Let's make our predictions.
Guys, I'm scared.
Well, I mean, the pick could be in at any moment.
So let's go ahead and make those while we're at it. All right. I'm gonna guess. It's an obvious pick, guys. It's gonna be Jay Daniels. It's obvious. They will never screw this up.
Someone who went to one of our rival colleges, Connor. I can't believe you're cheering for him. We saw him dice us up for three quarters.
Live.
Not even three quarters.
It was ugly. Live.
That was
such a not an Auburn
man
move.
That was one of the uglier parts of a pretty ugly weekend on and off the field.
If you were an Auburn man, you draft Bo Nix, or either better. If you were an Auburn man, you draft T.J. Finley.
That's so true.
Disgusting. My team has drafted an Auburn quarterback, Connor.
Finley.
You haven't drafted one since Jason Campbell.
Wow.
Wow.
We did it before you.
Who drafted?
We did it more recently. We did it.
Hey, picks.
Picks. Who they want? I think they should go Drake May, but I think they're going to go with Jaden.
Kyle, I'll let you go, and then I'll ramble for my squad.
You know, just to be different, I'm going to do Drake May. Just be different.
J.J. McCarthy.
I think it's going to be Jaden.
Rudy Porter.
During football season, it felt like this pick was going to be Drake. I want this to be Jaden. The only thing that irks me a little bit is that there's been some smoke that he doesn't want to play for D.C., and he wasn't happy with, like, the Topgolf thing. But
good. He's
super talented. He obviously won the Heisman. I'm excited. I think he's going to fit really well with what Cliff Kingsbury wants to do and what we saw him do with Kyler Murray.
So is Cliff Kingsbury
the head
coach?
Adam Peters is on the phone right now. I'm hoping it's to a Baton Rouge number.
Is Cliff Kingsbury the head coach? You talk a lot about Cliff Kingsbury.
He's the offensive coordinator, but he's going to have full control of this offense. And whoever it is, I'm just excited for a young quarterback. We haven't had one since Dwayne Haskins. Obviously, that did not go well.
Can I change my pick? I'm picking no one. Spoiler alert, they're going to trade back. How about that?
Oh, wow. Adam Peters
was literally just on the phone.
That's gutsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be on the phone.
Well, he could be on the phone with...
He could be on the phone with Dan Morgan.
Yeah. A variety of clientele.
So we got our picks. Let's go back to basketball.
For a little bit.
It's going to be a crazy episode because we're going to be constantly getting off topic with the NFL draft.
That's true. Let's talk about the Mavericks. 1-1. Kawhi's out game one. Clippers win. Game two, with Kawhi, they lose to Luka and the Mavericks. Connor's also father. McDaniels... And
Suns have a lot of owners.
They do. They do have a lot of owners.
Kawhi, he will always be remembered for his Raptors. His Raptors finals win. What are you doing, Griggs?
Nothing.
Oh, well, off topic. His knees are like slow-smoked turkey legs. He's falling off the bone constantly. but, man.
Wow.
That's
a good one.
Wow.
That's a good one.
He is.
I like it.
But, man, it's a fun series. Probably the most star-studded series.
The pick is in.
Oh, the pick is in. Wow.
Oh, dang it. Well, I'm already over.
Well.
I might need to mute Connor for this one because things
go
very south.
Please do.
Yeah, good series.
I'll give you commentary on what Connor is looking like.
I kind of just want to go over towards Connor and watch it off his phone.
I kind of do too, but we're kind of tethered to the microphones, and his is muted.
We may need to cut to break here.
No. We're staying live.
We're staying live.
We're live, pal.
Caroline, get the video going.
But yeah, I guess I'll be
this
alone.
This means something to me.
Well, what are we going to talk about, Nelson?
So we have the show right now. So how's... Just tell me whenever he's like making the announcement.
He hasn't walked on stage yet.
Okay.
But Connor's a little ahead of me, so.
But let me talk about something I want to talk about real quick. My OKC Thunder going up 2-0 on the Zionless Pelicans.
Shea Gorgeous.
Shea Gorgeous, with the power of aura, dropped 33 yet again, so casually. Chet Holmgren proving why he was the number 2 overall pick in the, not last year, but the year before his draft. Jaylen Williams, the good one, is playing very well for us. Mark Dagnall is the coach of the year. It's looking good. We are not the first-round exit frauds that we were picked to be. It's a good feeling in OKC, a basketball town, a great basketball town. Will not be the last game we play in Chesapeake Bank Arena.
Yeah, I've got a comment to make. They just shot to the Commanders' like war room for the draft. They need a little upgrade. Looks like a hotel conference room.
Very on brand for that franchise, by
yeah,
the way. Very on brand.
Yeah, compared to the Bears, it's crazy.
Selling the
okay,
water.
Roger Goodell is at the stand.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels. Okay, it's okay. What we all expected.
Connor
Jaden
saved.
Daniels. We all expected.
Connor yep. saved.
Yep.
Connor,
did it.
Connor.
We did it, Joe.
Connor beat JJ allegations.
We did it, Josh Harris.
Now
I've
he
got
will
a quarterback.
Be, sadly, Jaden will be behind when the worst O-lines in football.
On the worst field in football.
In the worst field of football.
With
you know,
Dan
lot,
Quinn, known winner.
Known winner Dan Quinn in a division full of absolute dogs on the D-line. So, Jaden, love the LSU.
Get ready, to meet,
winner.
Get ready to meet Micah Parsons.
Get ready to meet Turfgrass, buddy.
Yeah. Shout out Michael Henderson.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy for you, Connor.
I'm happy for you, Connor.
Thank
finally,
you. Yep,
you,
thank
you. See, you
job,
found
Connor.
Joy in your life. Maybe the Commanders can fill that hole in your heart.
See,
the Suns can't.
Guys, we may win six games this year.
Wow.
I do see a Bryce Young situation being brutal.
Whoa!
You know,
wow, that'd be so poetic.
You know
yeah.
what? You know what?
Call Kyle Shakespeare
because
he's
I have
cooking.
The second best quarterback in this room because he's better than Will Levis and he's better than Bryce Young.
He hasn't played a snap yet. You can't say
Ryan
that.
Tannehill is still technically on the roster.
Is he?
Jamie Daniels without Malik
so.
Neighbors
oh, well,
would be Jamie Daniels without Malik Neighbors is probably Sam Hartman. So yeah, and with that we're gonna head to our next break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit of baseball before we head into our final segment of the show. So last half of the show coming up next. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to the Boardroom on Weagle 91.1 FM. And welcome back into the Boardroom, everyone. You're hanging out with Griggs, Nelson, Kyle, and Connor. Last segment we talked about basketball for a little bit, and then we just talked about different picks are happening. There have only been two picks so far in the NFL draft. Caleb Williams to the Bears. McDaniels has been on
Stop,
my brain
Stop, don't say McDaniels.
Time.
Don't say McDaniels.
I will already exempt myself from the next draft pick. I was spoiled on Twitter. Made a mistake. Thought there was too much time on the clock for me to get spoiled. Thank you, On3. You will now be blocked for at least a week. Stop spoiling the picks on Twitter, but I will be exempt from the next pick. Already resigned myself. Hey,
I'm proud of Nelson.
Yeah,
proud.
I couldn't lie.
I'm not booing you. I'm booing On3 for
Thank
posting
you.
That earlier.
Thank you. Thank
Come
you.
On. But baseball.
Are we going to pick here? Or are we just going
to... Or do we have more picks this week?
No,
draft. It's for the Patriots.
Oh, we can. That would be that. But
Drake May.
I'll start. So, Connor, you guys had a good week of baseball, right? In the Bronx?
What? I thought we were picking the Patriots.
Patriots. What a host Griggs is.
Sorry.
What a host.
Who's being drafted by the Patriots?
This is a D-grade draft for
Griggs.
Drake. Yeah, I mean, I don't – I'm going to be different again. I'm going to go J.J. McCarthy.
Drake.
Just to be different.
Okay. Back to baseball.
Griggs, what were we saying?
we'll give Connor a little break for a little bit, but we could talk about the Braves a little bit. What a win the other night.
Michael Harris, extra innings, base hit to win the game. Almost threw one away to the feeble Marlins, but thankfully able to overcome. This Braves year, I think the Braves, like, the kind of formula is set, not only on paper, but, like, thinking of, like, voodoo jinxing stuff. Like, star player gets hurt, same as in 21. We had a guy throw a complete game shutout, Max Free. Same thing happened with Max in the World Series year. Stuff starting to line up. Started the year in Philadelphia. Starting to line up. Think I'm feeling the voodoo magic. The Braves have been some first-run exit merchants the last couple of years. It'll feel good to get out of it. Can't look that far down the line, but what, 17-6 start the year with a lot of injuries. Sean Murphy, Ozzie Albies, Smith Strider out for the entire year. The guys who need to step up have stepped up. Ozuna from the Braves has been great.
Ozuna
from Braves is the best DH in baseball so far this year. Doing great. Got the pick in.
And the Patriots have selected Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina at Myers Park High School.
Wow, took y'all this long to realize that? I knew that 5 minutes ago. Probably a good pick for
and
them.
And now the draft starts.
Does start next. Do we want to go ahead and get
it? Oh, there's Luke May.
Since we're kind of sidetracked already, do we pick who the Cardinals will select?
I'm not sure the Cardinals are going to pick here.
That's part of the pick. That's part of the pick.
I'm going to pick that they're not going to pick.
I'm going to pick that they're going to pick Marvin Harrison.
I'm going to pick Marvin Harrison as well. I think it'd be
okay,
foolish
if
to trade
If the Cardinals
back.
Pick, it's Marvin Harrison.
You can't do that.
No, you got to decide.
You can't.
My pick is they're not going
to
pick.
Yeah, stay on business.
Stand on it.
All right,
stand
my prediction is that the Minnesota Vikings are taking J.J. McCarthy with the fourth pick.
That's insanely specific. We'll give you a point for each thing. So if the Cardinals don't pick, that's a point. If the Vikings do pick, that's another point. And if they do pick J.J. McCarthy, that's 3 points.
I love it.
Honestly.
Then how does he lose all the points?
If
he gets negative points.
So if you add up all the points I'm about to win, it's zero.
If the Cardinals, yeah.
let's spice it up at the end of the show. Let's pick Mr. Irrelevant. At the end of the show. See if we can pick Mr. Irrelevant. You get like
Zion Puckett.
Automatic win.
You get like, we're stopping the count at the end of this show. Like this show ends the board.
Wow.
And we'll restart when we go off on our
own. Yeah. Plug God over here.
Yep.
On our own, yeah.
Back to baseball. The Braves look good. It's still
too
April.
Too early.
You know, some people in the studio were going crazy the first few weeks. I'm always an even flow guy until at least the All-Star break. It's baseball. Stuff happens every day. It's the most random sport in the world. Just like Mr. Connor over here is experiencing some struggles against the Athletics, one of the worst teams in baseball. The Braves have struggled against bad teams.
Better record
sometimes.
Than the Astros.
That's fair. But
speaking of the Astros, though, the Chicago Cubs are on fire. Swept the feeble Astros.
Well, actually, hey, every team in this room has done the exact same thing in Houston. Sweeping Houston.
We swept them at Wrigley. The best home record this year.
We all have something in common this year. Finally, took us long enough.
Look at us.
We have all swept the Astros this year. Wow.
We have. It was a good performance from us. We did this without a lot of our main pieces too. No Justin Steele yet. No Cody Bellinger got injured after game one.
It was
little things.
Say
Suzuki's still not in back yet.
He had a special day this weekend, so I could see why he was out game one.
You played game one.
I can confirm Adam Schefter has tweeted, not anything to do with the pick, but that the Cardinals are expected to hold on to the pick.
Okay.
So get off Twitter.
Still on business. Yeah, stay
in
off Twitter.
Between picks. In between.
No. That's what got Nelson. You could get on three.
Yeah.
But no, I'm excited for that, especially we need to get Justin Steele back soon. Kyle Hendricks, thanks for the ride, but get ready to take the DFA because it's coming soon.
You're ready to learn Cancun, buddy, in the best possible way.
You're ready to celebrate your ring more. We'll give you your flowers, but please leave before it gets leave before it becomes Josh Donaldson.
And like this day and age in baseball, if you can't throw above 90 miles an hour, just what are you doing? It's honestly sad seeing him roll out there, give up five earned, walk off.
Nestor Cortez is starting to really struggle, and he's like 93, 94 as a starter, and that's on the low end.
Like, well, you can still like,
but he's
pick
got
your
the
spots.
Arm angle and whatever. Like,
yeah, you can still live in low 90s. You just got to pick your spots and have really good off speed stuff. Yeah.
He's been an All Star, very good pitcher. He should be in the Cubs Hall of Fame, but it's time for him to pack it up. And this team, the Cubs, are good enough to win that division and compete. So they can't afford to spot teams 4 or 5 runs every game.
Let's segue into our final team in the room, the New York Yankees. Been a bit of up and down week, both on and off the field for your
currently getting
27-time world champion New York Yankees.
First, let me be the last to say thank you, John Sterling, for a wonderful career.
And see ya.
And you still have not clinched.
That's Michael Kay.
Yeah, I know, but the term is see ya.
It is high. It is far. It is gone. Wait. God of the War. I thought I was gone.
John Sterling was the voice of my childhood, the voice of my dad's childhood. He should absolutely be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Not a question. An absolute all-time on and off the air. The team is starting to really just kind of hit this lull. Volpe's been in a big slump. Gleyber Torres is unplayable. We need DJ LeMahieu back badly. And DJ LeMahieu left his rehab start in the second inning last night. So, injury bug is at a couple key spots is starting to hit us because they're all happening at the same spot. But Juan Soto's Juan Soto. Judge is finally starting to heat up a little bit. And there is still a different energy with Juan Soto, and it's so fun watching him play. He's currently the odds on – it's very early, but he's the favorite to win AL MVP. And this is the last week is way more of what I expect from the Yankees this year to be up and down – win some games that you have no business winning. Like, we beat the Rays with 5 hits. They had 14. And you lose some games that you should win. And this, you know, Juan Soto is going to be Juan Soto. Judge, at some point, will get it out of this rut. And
yeah, that's Judge's.
But the problem is, in the AL East, like, you can't – this kind of rut, you can't sustain it that long because I think every team in the division is over 500.
Well, Connor was wrong. The Arizona Cardinals will be making their pick. And y'all are probably ahead of me, so go ahead and announce who it is.
I'm still
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Look at me and Nelson.
Oh wow.
Look at us.
We no ball.
No ball, no worries.
I'm technically 3 of 3, so I will rest my case.
Or as Gus Johnson would like to say.
There's been 4.
Maserati Mar. Well, I wasn't able to pick Drake May.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's right.
I'm 3 of 3. Technically 4 of 4. You would have picked it. Let's go ahead and pick the next pick.
Chargers.
JJ McCarthy.
They're trading that. They're getting rid of it.
The Chargers have to trade this pick.
They have to trade it.
Either that or
look, I don't know. I'm gonna go
Malik Nabers. They trade away Keenan Allen. They don't really have anyone for him to throw to.
Nah,
besides whatever his name was that should be out of the league.
This is Jim Harbaugh. What does Jim Harbaugh like to do?
Michigan man.
He's going to run the darn ball. I expect a trade back here. If there's a suitor, a trade back, and they'll take Joe Alt or someone that can play right tackle. They have Rashawn Slater on the left side of the line. He's an all-pro. This tackle, you can get receivers later in this draft. They need to add some capital. They need to take probably 2 or 3 receivers, but they can get some better value for them later. If they can get another stud on the O-line, they're going to need to keep Herbert upright because that offense has struggled at times. I'm not sure. Between Minnesota, Denver doesn't have the capital really to move up, and then Vegas, they all need a quarterback. It seems like Minnesota is the natural spot for McCarthy. And maybe someone you would think would potentially want to get up in front of the Giants. Because the Giants are rumored to really like JJ, but if they do stick, my official pick for the pick'em is that they're going to trade this pick, but if they do stick, I think it'll be Nabers. Potentially Joe Alt.
My pick, I've been playing school the last few weeks, so I haven't been paying a lot of attention, but Connor told a convincing story. I think they're going to get rid of it.
So we got, 3 or 4? Did you say Trey Griggs?
No, I said they were going to get Malik Nabers.
Okay, so we got 3 trades, 1 pick. It's the first kind of gutsy. That's kind of the narrative going on right now. So I wouldn't say it's gutsy. I think Griggs is the gutsy one here, but definitely trading any of the picks.
If they wouldn't trade, why would they not trade? Why they wait till now? I guess there was to see what the Cardinals were doing.
Teams were trying to get to 4. You'd rather be at 4 than 5 if you're going to pay that price. They cut Mike Williams. They traded Keenan Allen. There's gaps all over this team.
They should cut Quentin Johnson.
Sophomore year.
This team has a ton of holes. If you can call Minnesota, if Minnesota's willing, which they may not be right now, to give you 11 and 23, and then maybe you get thrown a 3rd or 4th rounder, and you get the left tackle at 11, and then you get a Xavier Worthy or a Brian Thomas at 23, that would, to me, be a home run. Draft grades are stupid, but an A-plus first round. We've seen it before, like the Bengals a couple years ago, they stuck at 5 and took Ja'Marr Chase instead of taking the O-lineman or trading back. So it's been done, and obviously Ja'Marr Chase is a very good player. So, you can't go wrong taking Malik Nabers, but just to me that doesn't seem like a Harbaugh pick because he's going to want to pound the rock.
Yeah, I still think Malik Nabers because, again, Justin Herbert, who's he throwing to? Keenan Allen's going to try to outrush Floss and Washington.
So we saw this with the Bengals 2-3 years ago with the Ja'Marr Chase things, and that
debate was so annoying.
They built it up, got to a Super Bowl, and then it immediately fell apart because they couldn't protect Joe Burrow and he kept getting hurt. I think Harbaugh is going to have to build off of longevity. I think picking a lineman in this scenario, both scenarios yield great players, but I think you want to be able to protect your all-pro caliber quarterback. I think they're going to make the opposite decision in this scenario and get a lineman. It's not going to equate to winning immediately like the Bengals did, but I think they're going to be able to build a better program now.
Yep, and that is going to do it for our segment on MLB. When we come back, it is our final boardroom segment. We're going to talk about our favorite moments, some top moments from the show, and we'll come back with Kyle giving us the final standings from our first boardroom pick'em. So do not go anywhere. Last segment of the show is coming up. You're listening to The Boardroom on Weagle 91.1 FM. And welcome back into the boardroom, everyone. For one final time, you're hanging out with Griggs Blankenberg, Connor Greenberg, Nelson Early, and Kyle Davis. Last segment, we talked about Major League Baseball, and now it's time to find out our final results of the boardroom pick'em. So, Mr. Davis, let's hear him.
All right. It's been a long, arduous journey. This Excel sheet has seen a few days, and it's time we burn it. In last place.
Wearing the Mets shirt to Sky Bar next Thursday night.
Let's go.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Yep, it's a beautiful Hawaiian shirt.
Good thing Tyler will be with me.
Griggs, last place, 47 points. Yeah! Congratulations.
Yeah!
Griggs.
Yeah. The lowest ball knower in the room.
Yep.
Are we finally
surprised? Settled.
Are we surprised?
I don't think we are. I don't think we are.
So why are you a Suns fan again?
Because you like Kevin. Because you like Steve. That was a
huge miss.
I mean, guys, Kyle's speaking.
Yeah, that's
please.
Right.
Sorry, Kyle. Go on.
Respect the Excel spreadsheet.
Respect his authority.
Wearing a Mets shirt is not that bad either, so.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I really wanted it to be Nelson. Yeah,
that would have been nice.
That would have been funny.
It would have sucked.
He had a great week.
Chargers pick is in. They did not trade it.
Wow.
Griggs is right again.
All right,
ball
Nelson.
Nelson. Wait until the end.
Third place, Nelson with 56 points. 9 points clear of Griggs.
Wow.
Jeez.
Wow.
I went all in on March Madness, and it destroyed me.
Wow. Yeah. Picking it for first time in my entire life.
Also, Kansas kind of sold the bag when we picked our teams.
Me, Madre's alma mater.
Whatever happens here, it's clear throughout all year, throughout our friendships, that the boardroom members, Kyle and I had superior ball knowledge, so I'm just happy to be up at the top with you, Kyle. Whatever happens, happens.
Well,
you
know, I sit on business for most. I think my downfall was the Iowa overs.
I think I rode that week.
I think
though.
I picked the Iowa over like 5 weeks in a row, and
I did. I never hit.
I know. One week I picked
it.
I hope
Brian Ferentz.
The last week I tried it, I picked it, and you didn't. I stood on business for 1 week too
long.
Yeah,
the championship, the bowl game, and the championship game. You switched and joined.
That was probably what divided us in the final score column was the Iowa. Which, if I was going to go down, the Iowa overs is the way that I want to go down.
Yeah.
The second way into my favorite moment on the show is just for weeks in a row, picking Iowa overs, staying on business.
Awesome.
I'm here to entertain. I'm not here to really be number one, you know?
Yeah.
The boardroom isn't about destination. It's a friend you make along the way. So.
Exactly. That's right. Okay, breaking moves. We're going to have to take a little intermission here.
Joe Alt. Very good pick.
Joe Alt. Wow. Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, great pick.
Hey,
Trenches.
That kind of proves they couldn't trade back, honestly.
Right. They definitely wanted the trade back.
They
needed a tackle.
Pick a very good player.
They took a tackle.
Joe Alt is a very large individual.
He's Trenches, a beast.
Now, please, J.J. McCarthy to the Giants. For everything. In the show ever. That
we're
going to
need
amazing
a call
moment.
In from Joey Ferraro.
He's not
calling
if they take
Joe. He's not going to pay the phone.
McCarthy,
his phone will be in the pool.
If they take J.J. McCarthy, the double XL royal blue J.J. McCarthy jersey that I will be sending to Green's apartment.
Double XL, that's kind of giving it generous. That's his
cutoff size. Well, yeah, I was gonna say, it can be a crop top.
For context, we have a friend, Greg's your mate.
He's not my friend.
Joey Ferrara, who
just kidding, fatty.
Avid Italian Giants fan.
Paisan on the program.
Maybe a little too passionate about sports, but hey, are we all a little bit on the
We're
inside?
Here, aren't we?
We are here.
We're getting sidetracked. All
right, back to the top two.
Yeah, okay, so the winner of the boardroom pick'em. Connor Greenberger.
We do not care.
So I came in second with 58. So, I mean, all around, great show.
Wait, so I lost by...
You lost me by two.
It was Iowa overs.
Lost to him
It was
five.
All the Iowa overs. It was the Iowa overs.
Should have been.
Fellas, it's been an honor competing against you, dominating you all year. Feels like I've been in first place pretty much the entire time. Thank you, Griggs.
What was the score?
61, 58, 56.
Okay.
40,
listen,
whatever he
what? Scores in the 50s 47? And 60s. Scores in the 50s and 60s, Tony Bennett would be so proud.
That's right.
It's like a
Virginia basketball.
A thing of beauty.
A thing of
beauty. Connor Greenberg winning the pick'em.
Yep.
A thing of beauty.
Yep. So, favorite moment of the show. I'm gonna lead us off here. My favorite has to be I think it's the Mount Rushmore of coaches.
Alabama. I was about to say.
Yep.
Alabama.
I think
the Alabama football draft where we took Antonio Brown.
The Rock.
Roll Tide Willie was probably the most closest pick.
Kirk Herbstreit's dog was taken.
I think.
Oh yeah.
I think Roll Tide Willie is practically their head coach. He's the director of recruiting, so he's on staff. So
I have the list. If we want to go,
yeah, lay off some highlights.
Alabama. Just imagine these people as Alabama.
Just go like coaches. People in order. Who would they be?
Yeah, the first round pick, number one overall, was me with Brian Harsin. Second pick, Griggs, Jason Garrett. Third pick, Nelson, awesome. Urban Meyer. Fourth pick, Deion Sanders, Connor. Fifth pick, Brian Ferentz, Connor. Nelson then took Antonio Brown, Greg Scott Frost. I took The Rock. And then I took Ed Orgeron. And then Greg's Will Muschamp, Nelson John Gruden,
Will Muschamp.
Connor Roy Johnson, then Connor Bobby Petrino, Nelson Roll Tide Willie, Greg's Frank the Tank, and Kyle Kirk Herbstreit's dog, Ben.
Greg's Roy Johnson, a terrible draft. Roy Johnson would be, yeah, oh, Greg's was
Greg's out of the disaster class of a draft.
I think I put all my chips to the table for Jason Garrett. That would have been amazing.
Mine was awesome. I have Dwayne Johnson, Ed Orgeron, and the dog.
Yeah, but mine was
if we had redone this now, imagine walking out at Bryant Denny Stadium to the American Nightmare going, whoa!
But at the end of the day, I think I had the closest, like, accurate pick. Because Roll Tide Willie is their head coach, practically.
Pretty much.
So, like, yeah. I should have gotten extra points for that.
You know what, Nelson? You get another point, which will not change the standings at all. But
yeah,
we'll give you a point.
Wow, only all lost right. by one.
Honorary point.
Really,
honorary
it really
point.
Was the Iowa overs now.
All right, Nelson.
I can say for sure.
What's your favorite moment?
I was going to say the Iowa overs, but I've already gone into detail on picking the Iowa overs. I think Kyle's monologue before our WrestleMania picks was probably highlight his
very good.
His soapbox on the World Wrestling Entertainment's prime crown jewel of a pay-per-view of WrestleMania 40. It fired me up to watch some scripted wrestling. It was awesome.
All right, Connor.
I'll two categories here. Favorite off-air boardroom moment was our trip to Nashville.
Ugh.
Coming back victorious with an SEC championship.
It was going to have to be LSU before that trip, but yes.
We were so naive thinking we were going to do so well.
Those 3 days of basketball were so much fun. Conquered Broadway outside of the arena as well. Favorite on-air moment. It's underrated. But I think the fact that we came on after the Iron Bowl and just didn't talk about it for the first, like, three segments.
Yeah, was that was
awesome.
Good.
That was awesome because we all just did not want
to
handle it.
It needs to happen. Oh, we have made our
Malik
our
Neighbors.
Drive pick.
Malik Neighbors.
We didn't even make the pick.
See, you could have tied me there. If
I could have tied if I would not pick. Actually, I might have.
J.J. McCarthy slide. I will be here. That was awesome, and obviously that Iron Bowl hurt so badly. But the fact that we came in and we talked about, like, the random Auburn basketball game.
Yeah.
That
pre-season
was a fun one,
game.
But by far my favorite was the Alabama head football coach draft.
Yeah, that was good.
I'd go off air with y'all in Nashville and then just on air talking sports with my friends.
Wow.
But then more actual show moment, our official Dan Quinn episode. That was one of the days of all time. Unbelievable moments.
Kyle's Titans are now on the clock.
But no,
here,
that
here
was
they,
a good one.
It's going to be a lame, like, lineman or something.
They may take a Dunze.
All right, we got 1 minute left. Everyone gets 15 seconds to talk. Kyle, right. You go first. I'm going to cut you off when you're done 15.
Okay, go. Yeah, we graduate in a week. It's been a ride. We go 91.1 FM. What a good time. We still got a lot of show left. We'll see you on Spotify.
Nelson.
Most of us are graduating in this room. It was real. It was fun. It was real fun. Of course, we'll be on Spotify. Can't keep a bird in its cage for too long. So,
Connor.
There's much more to be written in the next chapter for the boardroom and all of its members, but it's been a wild ride. Love you guys.
I'm going to have to find something to do now on Thursday nights next year. but no, this is a great idea. We came up with this very end of last year. I'm glad we finally got to get it on the ground rolling. It took a lot longer to get on the ground rolling than we thought. Ended up being really good, and I really enjoyed this time with y'all. And, yeah, I will keep our Weagle Spotify page updated if we decide to do something. When we decide to do something.
War, damn, boredom.
War, damn, boredom. And with that, that will close this chapter of the boardroom. If you missed any of today's episode or any past episodes. Oh, also, our Stephen Shock episode. I had forgot to mention that. That was a great one, too.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was
a great one, too. Now I got to restart the outro. And with that, that is going to do it for this chapter of the boardroom. If you missed any of today's show or any show at all, you can check us out on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Links to our future will be on that page for as long as I can keep it there. But until you hear our voices again, from Nelson Early, Kyle Davis, Connor Greenberg. I'm Greg Splankenberg. This has been the Boardroom on Weagle 91.1 FM. We thank you for listening. Have a great, great life, everyone. We'll see you in the next chapter. And with that, war damn Eagle.
Thank you for joining us for this session of the Boardroom on Weagle 91.1 FM. If you missed any of today's show, you can listen back to the show on your favorite podcast platform. Thanks again for listening. We will see you next week, and this meeting of the Boardroom is officially adjourned.